This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, February 26th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. House bill seeks to abolish OSHA. Big win for House GOP, and Rollins told to detail firings. The end of OSHA? The governing board for Cal OSHA is planning to go it alone if Republicans dissolve its federal counterpart. The workplace safety regulator is considering pulling anchor and steering into uncharted waters after Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona filed a measure to abolish federal OSHA. Biggs argues the agency usurps states' authorities and has forced vaccine mandates on the private sector. He believes state governments and employers can better handle workplace issues. While the NOSHA Act would likely have faced an uphill battle with previous Congress, the Cal OSHA board is watching with anxiety as Elon Musk's so-called Department of Government Efficiency is already at work downsizing or dissolving agencies like USAID. Board member David Harrison, who leads a construction trade union, cautioned his colleagues not to assume all will be fine with Fed OSHA. Harrison noted that there's a whole bunch of things that are happening today that none of us thought were possible. He pointed out that 28 states, unlike California, would have no workplace regulator if OSHA shuttered. Chair Joseph Alito called the warning sad but true. He asserted the board cannot take the threat lightly and directed staff to assess its potential impacts. He called for pressing state lawmakers to approve legislation that would hasten Cal OSHA's divorce from Washington. Labor advocates applauded the direction. House GOP moves one-step budget plan. It took a false start, but House Republicans have gotten their budget plan through the chamber. The GOP leadership initially pulled the legislation last night, sent lawmakers heading for the exits. But then just a few minutes later, those same lawmakers were recalled to vote on the resolution. It was approved 217-215. The adoption of the resolution sets up negotiations with the Senate GOP, which has taken a very different path to enacting President Trump's spending and tax priorities. The House resolution calls for at least $1.5 trillion in spending cuts and up to $4.5 trillion in tax cuts. The Senate wants to address tax cuts later in the year. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.robboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senate Ag Democrats demand details on USDA firings. Democrats on the Senate Ag Committee are demanding that Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins provide details on the number of employees terminated at USDA. The senators want a breakdown by Friday of the terminated employees by state, agency, and job position, as well as veteran status. In their letter to Rollins, the Democrats also want details on the number of employees terminated or placed on leave at the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, as well as a breakdown of veterinarians terminated at the Food Safety and Inspection Service. The senators are also asking for details on the Agriculture Research Service and the Farm Service Agency. Now take note. The senators also are asking about USDA's plans to hire new workers or terminate additional employees. Those answers are due by March 7th. These widespread layoffs jeopardize USDA ability to respond to the ongoing avian flu outbreak, process farm loans, disaster relief, and other assistance for farmers, and distribute grants and loans for infrastructure and services that rural Americans rely on, the letter says. Ag commissioners debate using vaccines to fight bird flu. State ag leaders are considering urging USDA to use science-based vaccination use strategies to combat bird flu in poultry and dairy cattle. They're also concerned about the trade implications. Language approved by the Animal Agriculture Committee at the NASDA Winter Policy Conference yesterday support making the bird flu vaccine available for poultry, dairy cattle, and other livestock industries in states affected by the outbreak. The full NASDA delegation will vote on that policy today. The Trump administration has said it wants to make vaccination a central part of its strategy to control the bird flu outbreak. Animal ag groups are split on the issue over its potential to introduce new trade barriers for exports. Ohio Director of Agriculture Brian Baldridge said during the discussion that, quote, we do promote the opt-out that obviously our broiler industry is concerned about. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Naig spoke in favor of a strategy that would control the disease while minimizing negative trade impacts. Take note, NASDA CEO Ted McKinney told reporters, the relationship between APHIS and state departments of agriculture is, quote, so strong that APHIS has a room of their own where they're doing one-on-one meetings with states during the conference. The relationship between APHIS and state ag department leaders, quote, is very tight, very strong, and that's the way it should be, McKinney added. Looking ahead, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to address the NASDA group this morning in one of her first public speeches. In a post on X, she teased, quote, more coming midweek on bird flu response. Elanco partners with Medgene to market bird flu vaccine for cattle. Elanco Animal Health has signed an agreement with South Dakota biotech firm Medgene to commercialize its bird flu vaccine in cattle. An Elanco press release says the Medgene vaccine is in the final stages of review for conditional license and has met USDA's platform technology guidelines. As egg prices soar and milk production wanes in infected dairies, the need for new solutions to curb disease spread is evident, Jeff Simmons, Elanco's president and CEO, said in a statement. Medgene's vaccine technology had previously received USDA approval, allowing the company to push ahead with a H5N1 vaccine. FDA delays healthy definition rule effective date. FDA has postponed the start date for its healthy definition final rule by 2 months. The long-awaited healthy definition final rule was issued in December, an effective date of February 25th. Now that date has been pushed to April 28th in line with the Trump administration's regulatory freeze. The January 20 memo paused rules published, but not in effect until the new administration can review questions of fact, law, and policy. Postponing the effective date should not affect the compliance date, which is in 2028, as noted in the Federal Register. The rule updated the definition of what can be labeled as healthy for the first time since 1994. Under the new guidance, these products must include certain foods and meet limits on saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars. Here's today's final word. I'm doing just fine after Tomatogate. That GOP assembly member Alexandra Macedo of Tulare. Macedo was among a group of Republican lawmakers at a press conference last week on a high-speed rail when a protester threw a tomato at her. Macedo seized the attention to promote products made with California-grown tomatoes. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, February 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.